With BookBeats, I'm Don Swaim. In 1971, Michael Doris was 26 years old, a bachelor teaching anthropology, when he adopted Adam, a three-year-old Sioux Indian boy. 5 months after bringing Adam home, Doris noticed something strange.
I awoke one morning and he was comatose. From that, he began to have a lot of seizures, which nobody had a real explanation for because his medical history was somewhat clouded. He was 3 years old at the time.
As Michael Doris writes in his book, The Broken Cord, Adam developed other abnormalities such as curvature of the spine, hearing loss, and too many teeth.
They were matched, in a sense, with a whole range of behavioral habits or learning problems which I couldn't figure out a name for.
Adam was unable to understand such abstractions as time, money, and moral judgments.
It took me 3 years to teach him to tie his shoes. It took till he was about eight before he was toilet trained.
In 1981, at the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation, Michael Doris encountered a group of children who showed the same characteristics as Adam, and Doris asked a counselor about them.
He said, they're FAS, which was a whole new acronym to me. So I went back to Dartmouth where I was teaching, went to the library and looked up fetal alcohol syndrome, or FAS.
Fetal alcohol syndrome.
It is what happens to a fetus during development if the mother drinks during pregnancy or during breastfeeding.
In The Broken Cord, Michael Doris writes movingly of the brave but futile efforts to train his hopelessly handicapped child. Published by Harper & Row. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeats, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeats, I'm Don Swaim. Each year, some 70,000 babies are born in the United States with fetal alcohol syndrome, or FAS. Michael Doris, author of The Broken Cord, says FAS can occur when the mother drinks alcohol during her pregnancy.
Alcohol is a poison to the developing fetus. It deprives the fetus of essentials necessary through the growth period.
Michael Doris' adopted son Adam is a victim of FAS. Adam's biological mother, a Native American, died of alcoholism.
The current research says you don't have to be an alcoholic to put your child at risk. Even a few drinks a week can be a dangerous thing.
Adam, like many FAS victims, is severely retarded and is subject to seizures and other health problems. He is now 21 and lives in a group home not far from his adoptive parents in New Hampshire.
He is now working as a dishwasher in a truck stop 4 times a week.
And despite the years of special training, Adam starts each day as if it is the first in his life.
Can't make change for a dollar, can't tell time, has a very hard time with the question, why?
Many states have taken no action to warn pregnant women of the danger of alcohol.
Which is why Congress has passed a law stating that in late this coming fall, all liquor bottles must carry a warning that drinking may be hazardous to fetal development.
Michael Doris tells Adam's sad story in The Broken Cord. The book ends with a chapter written by Adam himself. Published by Harper & Row. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeats, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeats, I'm Don Swaim. Michael Doris is the author of The Broken Cord, the story of his retarded adopted son, Adam, a victim of fetal alcohol syndrome caused when the mother drinks during pregnancy. Doris says that while The Broken Cord has his name on it, it is the product of a collaboration with his wife, Louise Erdrich.
We have worked together through her novels, Love Medicine, The Beat Queen, and Tracks, and Yellow Raft and Blue Water with my name on it. We figure out the story together before any words are written, and then the person whose name is going to be on the book sits down with the piece of paper and starts.
The story moves on to the other person,
who writes no, 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 and the occasional star in the margin,
suggesting a plot or character change.
When the draft is finished, we read it aloud to each other, arguing the whole time.
Dora says the manuscript goes out only when he and Louise agree on every word.
The new book, The Crown of Columbus, which is supposed to be published a year from this fall, will actually have both of our names on it because we are both doing the primary writing. We're simply passing the computer disk back and forth.
Dora says they are dependent on the relationship.
It's hardest when you think you've written something wonderful and the other person doesn't see it the same way.
But how do you resolve it?
What we have learned to do over 5 books is to accept it very fast, because looking back at all of those things in which I believed that I should keep the line exactly as was and Louise had said no, I now realize she was right.
Michael Doris, his latest book, The Broken Cord, was published by Harper & Row. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.